Another important part of the equation concerns how often the behavior is reinforced. Behaviors can be continuously reinforced, meaning they are reinforced every time they occur. When this happens, the behavior is learned quickly, but if the behavior stops being reinforced, the behavior tends to stop or is extinguished. In the real world, most of the time, behavior is only reinforced some of the time. Skinner learned this by accident when he realized that he was going through too many food pellets and the rats were getting too full if he gave them one every time they engaged in the desired behavior. So he experimented with intermittent or partial reinforcement. Overall, the behaviors are a little slower to be learned, but they are also much harder to extinguish. Think about it. If my dog gets fed from the table once in a while when he begs, then why wouldn't he beg all the time? So what? He's not getting any food, but he just might. What I really should do is put him on a continuous schedule of reinforcement, feed him every time he begs, then cut him off cold turkey. But that seems risky. Skinner got more specific about the specific schedules of partial reinforcement, distinguishing between fixed and variable schedules, and schedules that are based on time or intervals, and ratio schedules that are based on the amount of responding. The variable ratio schedule, for example, is comparable to how a slot machine works, and we've all seen the people in casinos put coin after coin into the slots.